Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Brandeja. How may I help you?
Hi. I had done a survey online, and it stated that I was going to get some kind of pot.
I'm sorry?
I had done a survey online to win some kind of pot thing, kind of like a Dutch oven, and I had to pay for shipping. And after I had done all that, it says that your entry into the draw was successful. There was nothing on there stating that I was going to be entered into a drawing. It said that if I pay for shipping, I get it. So am I getting it or am I entered into a drawing?
If they tell you that you're entering into a drawing, most likely that was a sweepstake.
That's not what it says. The email that I received says, answer the survey and win a brand new, I don't even know how to say it, but it looks like a Dutch oven to me. And everything that I went through told me that I wasn't entering into a drawing. It says as long as I answer this, then it's free. It says you have been chosen to participate in our loyalty program for free. It will take you only a minute to receive this fantastic prize. And it says if you no longer wish to receive these emails, blah, 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 and the fine print. And when I go over and click to begin, it says, congratulations. We would like to offer you a unique opportunity to receive a brand new, I'm going to say Dutch oven. I really don't know how to say the name. Le croissant. To claim, simply take the short survey about your experience with us. Your opinion is very valuable, and click OK to begin. And then it says, congratulations, you have been chosen to receive a brand new Dutch oven. To claim, simply answer a few questions regarding your experience with us. And then I click start survey, and I take the survey. There's nothing on here saying I'm entering into a drawing to win it. It literally tells me if I do it, I win it.
Well, yes, ma'am. That is a sweepstake. I do apologize.
Okay, then I would like my money refunded if I'm not guaranteed the product.
Okay, may I have your zip code?
72512.
Your first and last name?
Megan Thick.
Can I get you to verify your address?
501 Alexander Avenue in Horseshoe Bend, Arkansas, 72512.
Okay, give me one second, ma'am. It'll be just another second, ma'am.
Huh?
It'll be just another second. Ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, so I can go ahead and cancel it out, but as far as a refund goes, I can't refund it back to you. Drawings are once a month, and you'll be notified at the end of the month if you win or not.
Why can't you refund me my money? You guys did false advertisement.
This is a third-party call, sir, ma'am. This is a third party call center, so it's not y'all. But no, ma'am, all charges are final.
Transfer me to whoever I need to talk to get my money back.
It's me who you're supposed to talk to. It's no one else to transfer you to, ma'am.
I'm sorry, what?
It's no one else I can transfer you to.
Then how do I get my money back?
Ma'am,
you're the third party, who's the other party?
The company on a website.
So Kohl's?
I'm not sure if it's Kohl's or not.
So you don't even know who you're a third party for?
Oh, ma'am, I do. Sorry, your money is unrefundable.
No, my money is not unrefundable. I would like to speak to your supervisor then.
They're going to tell you the same thing that I'm telling you, ma'am.
Huh?
They're going to advise you of the same thing that I'm telling you.
He can refund me my money.
He can't. That's why I said he's going to tell you the exact same thing that I'm telling you. If you would have called the same day and did it, then you probably would have got a refund. But it's the next day later. And all charges have settled in and they're final.
No, you can't just keep my money because it's the next day and I haven't even received the product.
It's in a sweepstakes.
Supervisor.
Unfortunately, ma'am, they are going to advise you of the same thing that I'm telling you.
I don't care what they're going. You think they're going to advise me of? I want to.
I know
to
they're
supervisor.
Going to.
Hello?